and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the savage jaw of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're a dear, but rather you won't care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Well, I can't believe it's already August this year. And the last few years, really, since the COVID PSYOP, I can't help but feel like things have been accelerating as far as the agendas on a number of fronts. I'm really convinced they're trying to take down this nation with as many means as possible. But, you know, that's why more than ever it's important for you to help out here, folks. I mean, most of what supports RBN is the listeners. You know, we do have some sponsors, but without the regular support monthly. A lot of the listeners do a monthly payment for that matter. Anything you could do, though, would really help out. And certainly right now with the economy as it is, free speech is as important as ever and is as hard as ever to maintain a platform such as RBN. So please, please, folks, do what you can when as often as possible within your means. But please do donate. And there are many ways, of course, you can donate using PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You could also call our RBN staff if you want to donate via credit or debit card. You could call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. You could always just mail in that donation. You know, we should remind everyone. And, of course, that is a way to be anonymous, you know, reminding you if that's a concern. You know, we can just take, a lot of people just send us cash. It's not a problem, you know. Cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. You know, just those letters, RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And I do have with me my regular Monday co-host from across the pond, my Irish brother in England, broadcasting from London. That is Paul Edward Stevenson. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Richard. It's great to be with you. Hello to everyone listening.
Yes, yes. How was your weekend? Did you get a chance to at least unwind a bit? Well, you're still, I know this is part of your weekend. You kind of, is like Sunday and Monday is kind of your time to unwind.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's been nice weather over here. So on Saturday evening, I chilled out. I had some wine. But then even then, I wasn't chilled out. I was listening to podcasts from RBN.
Right.
So, and then, of course, Well, this is the thing. You try sometimes, you know what, and then you get curious, don't you? So you stick on some content from RBN, and then of course I did my own show last night, and with my limited editing skills on Audacity, it took me about 3 hours to cut off a little bit at the start, a little bit of conversation off air, and a little bit at the end, and to have an outro, an intro, and a little French tune that I played as a little break for 2 minutes. It took me about 3 hours. I was at the end of my tether with it. But anyway, it's up there now in the archive, so if anybody missed it. And then today I did Andrew Carrington Hitchcock with the Dankoff Report and Patrick Slattery, and then 2 hours later I did David Duke's show. So I've had a busy sort of 24 hours with podcasts.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to want to just relax even on your days off. And It's hard to get your mind off all these things, so you might as well. But that's a lot of, yeah, you're certainly a dedicated man. You know, I mean, a lot of people out there may listen to some of these networks, but they certainly wouldn't donate most of the hours of their days off. That is work, you know, but certainly it is well rewarded. And
well, yeah, to an extent, it's work.
Yeah,
it's a funny one because, you know, you enjoy it, but it's also you know, it is your time, and it does involve your time, and to an extent, it's work, and it is mentally draining going through this stuff because it's not exactly uplifting when you're watching a bunch of Jewish criminals destroy you.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, you know, the current news cycles. I mean, of course, there's a lot about the economy, and that is important. I mean, a lot of the political minutia, though, it just seems like such distraction. Like over here, people are talking about Nancy Pelosi and a visit and how Taiwan could take this or that. And of course, tensions with China. You know, we need to be preoccupied with, I mean, those things don't really affect what's happening to our nations. You know, I mean, the economy, you know, the manipulation, economic manipulation out there, you know, that is a real factor.
I mean, we were discussing Pelosi as well, because it could well have relevance if they're over there annoying the Chinese, the sort of rhetoric that's been flying around. I mean, they need to be very careful. I mean, they've been poking the bear in Russia, and now they're over there provoking China. I mean, do these people just want to start a war? That's what we speculated about. If Beijing landed a couple of nukes in the United States, it would get your attention, wouldn't it?
No, yeah. The United States could have a great difference in its future, depending on how geopolitical tensions escalate.
Unfold.
Yeah, I just mean for us, the people who don't we don't approve of our government, and
of
we'll
course.
Have to deal with however things turn out after the
exactly.
wartime.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's the same with the Zelensky thing. You know, he was asked last week by some reporter, oh, you know, how do you feel about the Americans? The number one concern of Americans is inflation, and how do you feel that the United States taxpayers sent $60 billion to Ukraine at a time when you know, inflation is the number one concern? He just said inflation is nothing. Who is thinking about inflation? These things are secondary. Oh, okay, Vladimir, no worries, mate. You crack on with your Vogue photo shoot, you know.
Yeah, well, that is, of course, what we probably should be most concerned about. You know, I mean, I sent you that one article just to put in perspective how things are twisted in both British and United States media, referring to black Africans as Ukrainian refugees. I mean, it's a whole...
well, this is why it becomes absurd, you know. You kind of get used to it, I guess, in England, you know, affirming that black people are English or whatever. They've maybe been here a few generations and stuff like that. But when you see them in Ireland, I saw a clip the other day. There was about... apparently they're Irish, so you see these three black Africans with names you couldn't pronounce, and it just seems so weird. I mean, it's so counterintuitive. It's like, you know, me claiming to be African, I mean, or Chinese, they would just laugh at you. But anybody can apparently be English or Irish or whatever. I mean, but when you get a situation like that in the Ukraine, which is, I suppose, you just really associate it like maybe like Finland and Sweden, the more north you get, the more you associate it with just blonde hair, blue eyes, blonde hair, green eyes, dark, you know, brown hair, green eyes, blue eyes, whatever. And then you see these black fellas, you know, as refugees of the Ukraine, which, by the way, apparently at the time when it really kicked off at the start, the Poles particularly had apparently put them to the back of the queue, and probably when the cameras were off, they were told to go elsewhere, I imagine.
Well, yeah.
How about to go back to Africa? How about that?
Other than the economy, I mean, the shots, you know, the agenda with these shots, I don't know, medical tyranny, potentially trying to
murder.
Affect the DNA and future generations' fertility or even population levels. There's a lot that's very suspect right now with these
outright murder.
Yeah, and then, of course, the white genocide, Paul. I mean, we see how our countries are falling apart and falling to communism more easily the more non-whites you have as citizens. I mean, it's just a natural progression. It'll be easier to deceive by this Jewish minority.
Easily controlled. So they just basically the trend is turning the first word into the third word demographically, economically, socially, obviously, when it comes to the demographic shifts. But just on the vaccines, it's coming out more and more now. There's a guy over here, and I have to, you know, qualify that I don't agree with everything this guy says, but I have to give credit where credit's due. There's a guy over here on GB News called Mark Stein, and he's really aggressively exposing the grooming gangs and the fact that our councils and politicians and local councils are complicit in this. And he's really hammering that. And he's also done a big... I sent it to you earlier where he did a big... one of his whole shows was dedicated to victims of the vaccines. In other words, they brought in the families of people who had lost loved ones, husbands, sons, daughters. And this is on the increase. And so eventually they're going to have to give this some attention because the mainstream media is not covering it, obviously, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And like we speculated about last year... They will do everything to muddy the waters, and they'll talk about, well, it's correlation and doesn't mean causation. But when you see the sort of numbers and you see this pattern emerging, they're not going to be able to ignore this forever. And the problem is we all know people in our families or people we care about who've taken these things. And, you know, the scary thing about it is you can just drop dead, this sudden death syndrome. You know, where you just basically one day you're okay, and the next minute you don't wake up, or you just drop dead as you're walking home from, you know, the supermarket or whatever. So it's very, very concerning. And it's on the rise. There's no doubt about it. I've seen figures where the unknown cases of death over the last 3 years went from 522 in 2019, then it rose to 1,464 in 2020. Now it's up to 3,362. Begs the question, what's 2022 going to look like? Because these are massive rises in unknown, not COVID-related deaths.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were, there weren't as many people taking as many shots. Even Dr. Mercola is saying you can only take so many of these shots before one kills you or permanently harms you.
That's just the deaths. There's people with all sorts of problems. You're hearing people with like weird things like eye problems and tinnitus and obviously myocarditis and strokes, people having strokes, which are life-changing, and people having blood clots in their legs and having to get their legs removed and stuff. I mean, just all manner of, you know, adverse reactions to it. And so these things are filthy. They're disgusting. The other thing that, and I saw this in Global Research, Michael Chozadovsky's site, which I haven't looked at for a while, but I saw today a story in there about, I think it was the AstraZeneca jab. They're also responsible for miscarriages. Let me see what the figures. He's got the figures here in a report. 23 cases of spontaneous abortions out of 270 pregnancies and more than 2,000 reports of cardiac disorders. This is referring to the title's called "Bombshell Document Dump on the Pfizer Vaccine Data." So this is coming from Pfizer themselves. So they're probably going to be erring on the, conservative side of the actual reality of it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That data dump, they attempted a 75-year delay before it being released, and now they have to, 100,000 pages at a time, and just weekly or something. I forget the exact rate, but they collected plenty to incriminate them before any shots were given out just from whatever studies they had, even before humans with animals, you know, before any voluntary humans. I mean, well, they killed all the animals, you know, and it's just amazing that the standards have been just so low to begin with, though, with the vaccine industry. And now with these mRNA, just a whole other level.
Yeah.
I mean, just blatantly, they don't have to try. They're so protected now is the thing, you know.
Yeah, he goes on, he says, bear in mind, it's data which is based on reported and recorded cases, which constitute a small percentage of the actual number of vaccine-related deaths and adverse reactions. This is a de facto mea culpa on the part of Pfizer. Yes, it is a killer vaccine.
Yeah, without exaggeration, I mean, we've had experts in these fields of medical data saying that, no, not 10%, but it's not over exaggeration to say less than 1% of adverse deaths and adverse reactions are reported. And even the data that is reported, attempted to be reported, is so often suppressed and put through so many loopholes. And I mean, a lot of times flat out rejected, you know, it's only a percentage that get accepted when you submit one. People aren't even aware of that factor. But
yeah, and if you were having, you know, say someone had the vaccine and you didn't, and you wanted to, you know, have a child, well, that's going to be in the back of your mind, okay, even though you haven't got any adverse reactions, but you know these figures about, you know, miscarriages and things like that, or, you know, how is the child going to come out? Is the child maybe going to be impaired in some way? You know, even if you're okay, maybe the child's going to come out with Down syndrome or some other problems you don't know about. I mean, these things are horrible. I don't know. I mean, people taking those things, it's really tragic. They're just putting those things in their body without any thinking behind it. You know, it's really tragic, Richard. You know, and I watched that video, and you're seeing pictures of people. There's a young guy there. He was 32 years of age, prime of his life, left behind a wife and a young child. Healthy guy, doctor, nice looking fella, 32 years of age, dead. He died 10 days after taking the vaccine.
Yeah, and in a very short span, we had, what, 6 doctors in Canada who died after taking their 4th shot, which would be the 2nd booster?
Yeah, for essentially a cold, you know, a virus that kills you, maybe if you're like, the average age is 82 or something, or if you need a crane to lift you out of bed in the morning, you're so obese.
Right.
You know, yeah. Because obese people struggle with anything. So because their lungs and their heart has to work so hard at the best of times, so they can't handle that extra strain on the body. But for young, healthy people, I mean, I'm pretty sure I had COVID, and who cares? You know, I mean, it's just like it was like a cold or something, you know?
Yeah, and it was a 2-week span. In a 2-week span in Canada, we had 6 doctors suddenly die after taking their 4th shot. We have a caller who jumped in here. Let's try to get to them. Maybe have to take through the break. Richard in Washington. Hey, Richard, thanks for calling in and listening. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm pretty a one-shot kind of guy. Went to med school, dropped out because I found out it was just I could be a drug provider.
Sure.
But in my studies, I kind of went into alternative medicine. I've called into shows before because nobody is pointing out the fact that all the things they're putting in their body and labeling prions, viruses, whatever, are proteins. And basically, we're the only species that cooks our food, which eliminates those proteins. And one of the possible ways to approach health is to increase the protein level in the body with proteolytic enzymes and pancreatic enzymes. And by doing that, we can hopefully attack the spike proteins, the mRNA, and all the other things they're putting in our body. And what you're finding is, and this is based on a book called Pottinger's Cats, the work of Francis Pottinger, is that essentially we are lacking enzymes, and that's why we're having a lot of health problems. We don't have the enzymes to actually enhance optimum health, and then we have the problems related to that. Nobody talks about that, but that's really critical to the activity of life. You've got to have those enzymes to enhance all the chemical activities that the body uses. I can hear the music if you want to cut off.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good to know. People need to look into replenishing those, sir. Well, if that's all you had, if you want to hold on.
I'll hold on. Yeah, I got a little more.
Sure. We'll be right back, folks.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson, Monday co-host. We have Richard in Washington on the line. What else did you want to add, Richard?
Well, just we've lost our roots for nutrition. You know, there were some great, and most of them were dentists back in the 40s and 50s who were trying to make people the best they could be with nutrition. And most people don't even know the names. I can give you one, Weston Price, and basically he had a book was talking about how we've really lost the ability to get adequate nutrition, but he had a little picture on in that book, and he showed you a series of five children. One was like perfectly healthy, one was a little sicker, the middle one was kind of like looking really sickly, and then the fourth one was a little healthier, and the fifth one was back to the first one being looking excellent. And what the story was is these people lived on an island and ate native food. They went to the big city so the father could work for a living, and they ate city food. And basically that mirrored the nutrition they were getting. And you run across that information and you go, there's something happening here that we just are not being told, and that's the bottom line. It's like we have to get enzymes and adequate nutrition, or our body can't do what it's designed to do. And very few people talk about that. They always talk about the medical model, the pharmaceutical model of symptoms and pharmaceutical treatment. That doesn't make you a better person. That just disguises treatments. It doesn't help your health. And the other one is Francis Pottinger, and he had a book that discovered his related his work, Pottinger's Cats. And what he found was if he didn't feed the cats two-thirds of the diet of raw foods, essentially, they started getting sickly by the second and third generation, were either so sick they could barely function or dead. And what he found, it not only changed the health of the cat itself, but the cat were living in areas where they were kind of held, and it changed both the soil quality and the plant quality. So we're involved in a whole activity as modern civilized people that have lost the roots of you know how our body functions and the nutrition it needs to do that functioning.
And absolutely, the GMO modifications to accommodate use of glyphosate as well as other sort of
chemtrailing, chlorination and fluorination in the water.
I just mean they do a number of things other than just for the Roundup in the GMO of but FDA will, there's an agenda where Big Pharma keeps FDA's recommendations for a lot of vitamin mineral supplements below what would be effective, like far, far below in a lot of cases what would be effective. You know, the president of the National Health Federation, Scott Tipps, I've interviewed many times, confirms this. He's always at the Codex meetings. He even lives in France, an American, to be at the Codex meetings every year to fight this. That's how dedicated he is.
Well, that's it, and France has the farmers' markets. That's why he went there. He can go into the town and get fresh from the area agricultural products. We rarely can do that now. Even in our farmers' markets, a lot of the stuff is processed and not fresh from the land. So you know we've been mind controlled into a lack of perspectives. Another one was a person called John Beard. He's an embryologist, and he found that pancreatic enzymes controlled cancer. They were the key, the trigger. Essentially, he studied mammals, and what he found was that when a fetus starts to develop, it essentially puts the placenta into the uterus of the mother, and that stops growing at a certain same time at every mammal. And what he found was that's when the pancreas came online and started secreting enzymes. Essentially, he had a whole treatment of cancer and was very successful, followed by William Donald Kelly when he found the same thing. But we don't know that. We have lost connection with exactly what causes are taking place. We are only worried about treatment. Like I said, you're not dying of a lack of aspirin or a lack of pharmaceuticals, you're dying from a lack of nutrition.
All very true, and yeah, absolutely, people should look into this more. Well,
that's it. I call in because nobody talks about it, and a great show. I'll let you carry on.
Yes, sir. No, all great points. Much appreciated, Richard. And we have that bottom of the hour break, folks. So I guess we'll just have you hold on. Check out our sponsors and their messages here, but we'll be back in just a few minutes with Paul Edward Stevenson, Beyond the Official Narrative, right here on RBN. And again, folks, please do support us. I mean, it's tough right now, but just even a small amount, you know, every so often when you have a couple to spare, and you know, keep this going another year and more. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson. Paul, I don't know, do you have any thoughts on what Richard was mentioning? Just the whole dynamic of what we put in our bodies, you know, related to a lot of what they're accomplishing here, really. Because, I mean, obviously the shots are very convenient, but because it's like hard to not blame other things, have them blame other things and get away with it. You know, it's hard to prove by so many means. But yeah, we're already so depleted, as Richard points out, right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, people move to cities, obviously, for opportunities and, but I don't know. I mean, when you go back, you could argue, okay, people maybe were poorer, but if you're eating proper food, you're healthier. And, you know, there's a trade-off, isn't there? You know, the modern world, the fact of the matter is a lot of the food is just poison. And that's why you have these massive cancer rates and increases in the 20th century. I don't think you had cancer, in the last century, in the previous centuries. I don't know, but I mean, there's always been diseases. But yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. The better food you can eat, the better. I mean, I try and buy organic food as much as I can. But that's already expensive anyway, and now with inflation it gets harder, but
right.
it's easier to control a population who are sick, rather than healthy and physically strong and in good condition, that affects people's minds, of course. Bad nutrition, it affects you mentally, it affects you being able to think, it'll affect your energy levels, and that is all by design, so that you're easier to control.
Yes, and it's amazing, like I was saying, how the FDA has pressure to keep the recommendations far lower than anything effective for a lot of vitamins and minerals, and it's amazing how expensive they'll be even for those amounts. If someone tries to buy all those things and you get the good ones, if someone really needs a good amount of extra money if they really even want to have what we're being told is should be essential on a regular basis in our body, but we have go ahead.
I was going to say, you're so cynical as well. I mean, when it says organic, you're thinking, is it,
Right. Well, yeah, no, there are a lot of ways they try to get around anything and everything as far as the non-GMO and organic labeling and what they do and do not have to put on. It's interesting, ironic, or a coincidence, you mentioned cancer. Someone who's done a lot of research related to that has just jumped on the line. We have James in Vancouver. And James, I wanted to start off by saying I loved your show with Stephen Douglas Whitener this Saturday. Everyone should check out that archive if they missed it, talking about your past and, your book, No Cure for Cancer. Very, very interesting.
It's called No Such Thing as Terminal.
No Such Thing as Terminal. I'm sorry, no Cure for Cancer. I'm confusing it with something else there.
Oh, that's okay.
No, but Stephen was actually just mentioning he got the hard copy now. He was sending me a photo, so I shouldn't have got the name incorrect there. No Such Thing as Terminal, and Southern Jameson West, your official pen name there. And you got some RNA strand on the cover. So, I mean, mRNA, DNA, it's something.
DNA
and RNA. You've been, okay, well, that would be.
No RNA, that's a DNA molecule.
Right. RNA is half of a DNA. No. Isn't that right, in a certain sense?
Well, you don't have the counterpart. It's just a one strand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, RNA... RNA can double up on itself and become a DNA. Did you know that? it can fold over, and then it can start performing the same action as DNA. But that's not why I called.
Of course.
The book is a tough read, but I just want to give out the page numbers. I think 393 and page 395. You'll see the smoking gun documents that hiding the conspiracy is right there to hide the cure. But let's forget about that for the minute. You've got this Mississauga massacre, three doctors in 3 days, okay? Mm-hmm. And I find they killed the 27-year-old Jewish doctor, Dr. Candace Naaman. She died. See? And the ironic thing about this is all of these doctors had licenses. Isn't that ironic?
Okay.
You know what I mean? License to kill and license to die. And how can all of these people with so much education willingly take something that they might know is going to kill them? I don't get that. That's why I'm calling. I'm asking. What do you think of that?
That's a very good question. Interrupt you, Richard. Go ahead.
No, yeah.
Well, it's indoctrination, isn't it? they're brought through that whole system. I've got my cousin is a doctor. She went through the whole, 7 years of or whatever.
Right.
And after a year of practicing, she knocked it on the head. She's now a huge advocate for natural, foods, but like the previous caller.
Yeah.
Because on some level, she recognized that it was all a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of mumbo-jumbo and pills for everything. And, even the education they get, it is like an indoctrination. But I guess it's like a lot of people who don't believe in conspiracy theories. It's interesting. There was a poll done a few years ago, and if you went to university, you're much less likely to believe in a conspiracy theory. And I thought that was fascinating. And I think it's because intelligent people go through the system and their worldview is built upon it, and human pride being what it is, and if you are an intelligent person, it's very difficult to admit that the great me has been duped and that I didn't get a great education. I was stupid enough to be indoctrinated. That's a hard thing for somebody to admit. There's a few people can do that, and I think it's the same with the doctors. If you've been through that system, you have a certain amount of your own foundational self-worth and esteem is built on it. And if you have to then go to your colleagues at the dinner party and say, you know what, I don't really have this prestige. What I have is a totally mind that's totally brainwashed, and this is all nonsense. And then he has to become some sort of weirdo pushing, alternative medicines and good food rather than the prestige that comes with him being some sort of, consultant in a hospital or whatever,
Yeah. Well, I think it's ironic because if you talk to a rabbi, the rabbi will say even the death of one Jew is unacceptable, okay?
Yeah, I try even not to do that too much, really.
No, I'm just saying.
Talking to rabbis.
Listen to me for a minute. even the death of one Jew is unacceptable, and there's one death right there, and I think there's more, you see? So this is another issue. This is another irony and a contradiction in the whole deal, you see? To me, therefore, this whole shots business is a military operation, and they don't care who they kill. This is what I'm trying to get at today with my call. The military op. And that's what I want to let what do you think of that?
I think that is very likely that it's a military operation, in part.
Right.
The rollout of all this.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll let you guys go, and thanks again for buying the book. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, yes, thank you kindly. We have Pat in Texas. Yep. Hello, Pat. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Can you hear me? Hi. I wanted to add to what the caller before, the one from Canada, had to say. It was a protein, fruits that have enzymes that break down proteins. And I don't know if you mentioned them, but papaya has papain in it, and pineapple has bromelain. And I didn't know that guava was real high. But I know when I drink guava juice, it kind of burps out mucus that older people get when they don't. When they eat too much meat or something, it was just foaming up in your mouth. And they even say that asparagus is good for you. It has glutathione peroxidase. And there was one more, but I didn't write that one down. That was good. And I'm thinking that, I did want to say this too. Okay, that when they find these long clots in people's legs, they have found that they are deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is very important. Most everybody is deficient in magnesium, and because the normals are wrong. And it's, I'm telling you, I have fought with people, and I said, it doesn't hurt you to get too much magnesium. You will just get diarrhea. Then you back off. Or you can soak your feet in Epsom salt, and it'll suck it right up through your feet. And then you take that and put it on your sunflowers, and they'll grow like mad because it's a fertilizer. You can buy magnesium as a fertilizer, really, because we are so deficient. Our soil is so deficient in it. And when I heard about those clots they're pulling out of people's legs and them being deficient in magnesium, I looked it up, and it's true. So if people would just get enough magnesium, they would have to. I know they get enough calcium. You know, pizza, everything is calcium. You know, and you need if you took the calcium tablets and the magnesium, you would take 2 calcium tablets for 1 equal amount of magnesium. But when you get an acid stomach, if you take Tums, that's calcium and magnesium. I mean, excuse me, Rolaine, it's calcium and magnesium. That's what gets rid of your acid stomach. And if you just take Tums, you're only going to get calcium. So you need both of them to make your bones tough so you don't have to break them when you fall. It's awful what's going on out there.
That's good info to add. Thank you for that, Pat. I could add on the magnesium. Yes, ma'am. And on the magnesium point, one way you could supplement some of your magnesium, magnesium oil comes in a spray. You know, I have one here, magnesium chloride brine. You could use it as an alternative to deodorants, for a natural deodorant. You know, you spray it under your arms. And it could be a little itchy when you're not used to it, but you get used to that after using it for couple weeks as far as it on your skin, and you know, that'll absorb and it'll help add to the magnesium content. So I could suggest that as well. We have Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Hey, welcome to the show once again, and good to hear from you again. How have you been? What's on your mind?
Well, remember, I'm Tom in Utah.com or .org or .us, whatever. And you see, but I was just going to say, the truth is hidden in plain sight. In language, what's really curious, there is 3 professions that use the dead language of Latin. That's law, medicine, and the Vatican. And the word antigen is key. Antigen. What does that mean? Antigenesis. So if you want to find out the truth, you look at Genesis and find out what is anti, and that's what we're dealing with. Anything that's an antigen is contrary to your creation. That's what that means, anti-Genesis.
And, pathogen. And the definition in the dictionary recently, I've known in recent years, an antigen is something that signals the production of an antibody, is the general.
Turns your body against itself. Autoimmune. So what does it take to turn your body against itself? A transplant. I worked in transplant surgery. We had this phenomena that we had to deal with called rejection. In other words, when we take a tissue from one individual, put it in another, that recipient individual's body would treat it as a foreign material and attack it and destroy it, but also by default attack your own tissue similar. So when you're looking at words, especially in medicine, go back to the original meanings of that word in Latin, and it'll give you the solution. Vaccine. What does vaca mean in Latin? Cattle, livestock. What does scene mean? Life, or the form of life, or the creation of life. So what is the life of the vaca? The blood.
Well, yeah, you said they were injecting cattle cells initially. That's why it kind of originated, the early naming, right?
See, my first labor was in veterinary pathology, as I was, you know, resolving into human and pediatric. I found it rather curious that the same disease organisms or antigens and pathogens that affected the livestock were the same ones that affected the human being. So how do you move a pathogen? It has to be in the package we call a fomite. That's fat, flesh, and plasma, or blood, You can't transmit bacteria or viruses, what they call viruses. You can't transmit them through the air. You cannot transmit a disease upon the breeze. That's my little saying.
Nice one.
No disease on the breeze. So what does that tell you about the mask?
Yeah, absolutely. And they do harm. I mean, just by taking in the CO2 you just exhaled. You know, it's good for plants, not for humans. You know,
I ask this question always, is God stupid? Which way does he, expel the nose out of your face? Downward. So it jets downward because carbon dioxide is heavier. Goes downward, and what replaces the air around your nose? Fresh air.
Yeah, and less
so
oxygen.
So when you draw back in, you're bringing in fresh air.
Less oxygen and increased carbon dioxide. Those are very emphasized as far as the damage, that alone, I would add as well. But I always appreciate your calls. I thank you, Tom. I mean,
hey, Richard, I've been living Genesis for the last 30 years, disease-free.
Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Security for them, but not for us. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. House lawmakers are being offered up to $10,000 to beef up their home security systems amid increasing threats of violence. They can also get up to $150 a month to pay for the system service. To summarize, lawmakers who each earn $174,000 a year and each have a $1.3 million expense account will get more for security because of threats. Meanwhile, out in the real world, crime rates are skyrocketing across the country. 145 law enforcement have been killed in the line of duty so far this year. The average police salary is less than one-third a member of the House, and I'd rather see that $5 million go to protecting law enforcement so that they're around to protect me when I need them. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Zivis Pashem. Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Where's the
we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, I don't know, what else did you have to, or did you have actually, regarding the callers, something you wanted to add or something else, you know, you wanted to share before we were out of time here? I'm not sure. I'm not hearing you, Paul. Maybe you're on mute. Our connection issue. Well, we have Tom in Florida on the line. Hello, Tom. Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, real quickly. Good day, Richard and Paul. First off, the last caller is right on, but let's talk about mad cow disease, Richard. People got mad cow disease, and they use that as a ploy to keep people from eating meat because they need the protein. Well, we've been eating meat for millions of years, human race. But now hardly the meat's all pre-processed nonsense. And it seems like the state of Israel gets better meat over there shipped from Argentina than we do in the United States here. That's another disgrace. And another thing, Richard, if you ever notice, if you go to McDonald's, I wouldn't go there. I say boycott all these fast food restaurants because all the meat is fake. It's artificial. And these people want $12, $13 for a combination meal at these stores, these fast food chains. It's crazy. The chicken doesn't taste like it used to. Everything's pre-processed nonsense. And now, Richard, let's talk about this real quick on your show tomorrow, hopefully. You'll talk about all these illegal aliens in the city of L.A., Los Angeles, getting federal government jobs. And what about all the food they're consuming? All these millions of illegal aliens, Richard. And now you're going to get jobs in the federal government in Los Angeles paying $100,000 a year? A lot of those jobs in transit and water, sewer, and all those jobs over there, even here in South Florida, they pay over $120,000 a year. Do you know that, Richard? County government jobs?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
With the benefits?
Some of the better. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some of the better.
They get great
jobs.
Benefits. And can you imagine what's going to happen in the black community when they find out all these illegals are getting jobs? They're paying $100,000 a year and they've been cut out. And they've been in that city for 100, maybe 200, 150 years. Their ancestors, and now they want to go for a government job, and they can't get one because the illegal aliens can take the job. Same here in Florida. A white American doesn't have in South Florida doesn't have a chance to get a federal government job anymore.
Well, absolutely.
I'm very similar over here, too.
Oh, there
very
you are.
Similar here as well. Yeah, sorry, I had myself on mute.
Yeah, well, the Hispanics will have it better here, the blacks perhaps in Europe. It's just whoever has the larger numbers that the Jew uses as their proxy army, giving benefits keep them on board. Paul, you wanted to add something.
Richard, the blacks in the United States are the richest people in the world, as far as the black people. Of all the black in the world, they haven't made in the United States.
All right, yeah, the wealthiest people in the world tend to be in the ones in the U.S. Yeah, I can believe that.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you have something else to add there, Paul? A parallel overseas there.
Yeah, it's very similar in London as well, and basically a lot of these grooming gangs and stuff, these guys are embedded in council jobs, which is another reason why these things were covered up. I mean, they were actually orchestrated by some of these Pakistani Muslims working for the council and stuff, you know?
Wow. And yeah, you hear about Sharia law as a potential challenge to the system in the future, places like London especially, Paul.
Oh, absolutely. The most popular name in Britain at the minute is it's not Matthew or Paul, it's Muhammad. That's true.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to just keep informing people. Hopefully we can turn things around. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure. Have a great week.
Thank you, Rich.
And please support the network, folks. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.